All right, guys, welcome to the Rise and Grind. Brian McCumber here on Instagram Live, Tech Money Talks. I tell you, man, today was another great workout. Finished off the day strong. And let me turn this music down. But yeah, today I want to talk about courage. I was at my kids', my son's in choir, so they had a recital night, and they sing as a group, but they were also given the opportunity to sing as solos, and they were offered the chance, I think each of the kids, to pick a song and sing. And, you know, of course there were some kids that were good with real talent, and sang, you know, really good, and then some that, you know, are still working on it. But the thing is that it takes a lot of courage, you know, just to do it and to get out there. And you know, I think, you know, my son could sing really good, but now that he's becoming more of a teenager, caring about how he looks, how his hair looks, and I think he's also beginning to care about more about what people think, so he opted not to sing a solo when I think his teacher was encouraging him to do so, and I was as well, but he opted out, and I wish he did. So, but the point I'm trying to get at is that it takes courage, and you can't let what you think other people might think about you, you can't let that stop you. And, you know, it was a clear example last night, seeing that. And the kids that did step out, I mean, it wasn't whether they were good or not, but you could see the ones that took the courage to go out there. And you could see the ones that not only took the courage to go out there, but even the ones that didn't put their heart into it. You know that they put the effort and then they cared about what they were singing. So whether or not their, you know, vocals were a little bit off, but you felt the passion, and you felt, you know, the effort that they put into it. And that means a lot. And I think people were receiving that as well as I did. So I think it means a lot. And it even translates to us later in life. Even me doing this right now, you know, doing a live video, talking live, it's not easy. It wasn't easy getting started, you know, wanting to do this. You know, I think I felt this way about, you know, technology and wanting to help people for a really long time. And like I said, you know, that Harvard Business School case study that kind of validated what I've been feeling, you know, that was done, you know, about 3 years ago now. And even maybe about a year ago, I subscribed to the Harvard Business Review. They had an article that still said, who's going to fill this middle skills gap? Who's going to help, you know, solve the issue that there's not enough people that are skilled enough to fill the demand for this? And so, I mean, there's real opportunities here. So for the ones that are stepping up first, they're going to have real opportunities in front of them. I mean, their life's going to change. So, I mean, what it takes, at least from my point of view, is that it takes, you know, getting the message out there, getting the awareness out there. So I'm putting myself out there with the real mission. I mean, my whole motivation is to give back at this point. But it takes somebody to step out and to get out there. And is it easy? No. I mean, you know, I'd say I get, you know, teased and heckled either by my friends or coworkers, people I know, even my own kids, right? And especially in the beginning where, you know, I would say the first 3 months just getting started and had, you know, no followers. So, you know, the only followers were just my kids joking at me. And as I was still figuring things out, trying to figure out my voice, the message, and the medium to reach people, it was a challenge. But I had to keep telling myself to do so and to stick with it, not to give up. And to keep improving each day, to look to improve. And now to this point, not to say that I've made it yet. I mean, I don't think I'm anywhere, you know, close to what I'm envisioning where I should be at in reaching people. But I mean, I have close to, you know, 10,000 followers on Instagram, and that's pretty cool. It's better than having, you know, none, or, you know, just my own circle of influence. So I think, you know, things are working, but the point I'm trying to get at is that it takes courage to put yourself out there, because, you know, when you're unsure about things and you're just getting started and you don't know. And it's the same way as if you were going to pick up, you know, a technology career. You know, you just start learning to code or to program. It's the same thing. You feel unsure how to do it and the uncertainty. But you just got to keep plugging away. You got to do it. You got to take action. Same thing with, you know, business as well. So if you have that business idea and you're looking to get out there, taking action, that's a thing. You can't get caught up in just consuming and learning and continuing to learn, and I mean, that's only going to get you so far. You have to put yourself out there, you have to take action, and it does take courage to do so. So watching it in these kids, it was really awesome to see, but I'd say it also translates to us as adults. Because I think just because we're older and have our own kids, it doesn't mean, you know, we grow out of it. Because I bet you, you know, very few of the parents that were out there watching would go out there as a solo and sing in front of, you know, the whole group, you know, a song of their... It takes courage. I think I just lost connection there, so apologize for that. Hopefully the stream stays together. But yeah, that's what the episode's about, is about having the courage to put yourself out there. I think it's important. I think also a lesson to learn is that you can't let what you think other people might think about you stop you from going and reaching for your goals. So don't let it stop you from taking action. Do it anyways. You know, people, you know, might tease you and things like that, but I mean, the, you know, who knows what the reasons are, but, I think, you know, I've read so many, you know, things, as far as, you know, reasons that, which maybe we could talk about at a later time, but the real point of the message is just to have that courage, take action, put yourself out there. You're going to be vulnerable. But learn to be comfortable with that, and learn to be comfortable with yourself, and know who you are, and just keep going and reaching for your goals. And in the end, you'll see that it all worked out, and that you're glad that you did it, and it's a cool feeling. So don't let anything stop you. Have the courage to take action and put yourself out there. That's the message for the Rise and Grind. Yeah, hopefully it helps, hopefully it motivates you, and, you know, everybody's at their own level, so like I said, if you're just trying to get that first career, that's your level. I mean, you're not in a race with anybody else, you're only in a race with yourself. Try to be a better you every day. If you can focus on that, being a better you, that's good enough for anybody. So, I say do that. All right, I'm getting ready for my tech job. It's Tech T-Shirt Friday, so I gotta see which one I'm gonna put on today. All right, I'll see you in the morning commute. Peace. So I want to thank you for listening to this episode of Tech Money Talks. I hope everything was helpful and thought-provoking and somewhat entertaining. If you want to learn more about this topic, please let me know so I know what to focus on in future episodes. My goal is to teach people how to make money with the opportunities that technology can bring. And if you like this episode, please show your support by subscribing, leaving an awesome review. And in the meantime, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My tag name is Tech Money Talks. Thanks again. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Peace.